The Taliban says peace with Pakistan is worthless. Believers are concerned. A Christian satellite television ministry reaches out to the Facebook generation in the Middle East. And the gospel finds a unique distribution point in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Talks between the Taliban and Pakistan have been suspended as Pakistan's military is taking action in the region. After Taliban leaders were allowed to impose Sharia law in the Swat Valley, they've since moved into adjacent areas. The peace deal may be all but over. Paul Estabrooks with Open Doors USA is a Pakistan expert.
They want to add to their territorial hold there in northwest Pakistan and along that entire border with Afghanistan. And so I believe that will be the challenge of the days ahead. And what kind of resistance they'll meet is yet to be seen, but it does not look good.
Whatever happens, Christians will face even more pressure. If the Taliban does win in Pakistan, Estabrooks doesn't believe it'll kill the church.
It'll just create more secret believers. Open Doors is dealing with and helping a large group of people all over the world who, because of those pressures, have become secret believers.
He's asking you to pray. We have a link to Open Doors at our website. Meanwhile, Sat7 now broadcasts an interactive music TV show for youth in the Arab world. From Me to You is hosted by members of a Lebanese worship band, and viewer response has been overwhelming. From Me to You discusses topical issues from a biblical perspective and introduces Arab worship videos. Viewers can call in requesting prayer or certain songs. It also has a Facebook page for further interaction. Pray this program spreads the message of salvation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says they're filling requests for special New Testaments. The audience? They're the subscribers of India Today, the most widely read news magazine in India.
We are reaching a group of people who have not been reached with the gospel by conventional missionary outreach.
It's extremely well received. Padidi says,
we recently printed and distributed another 100,000 copies of No Greater Love New Testament into the homes of 100,000 families. We have done 800,000 copies, and we have 400,000 copies to go in order to complete our distribution.
But they can't do it alone. They need your help.
It costs $2.25 to print and deliver a copy of the New Testament. We are getting ready to place a printing order for another 100,000 copies. Please join us in prayer and in giving as the Lord enables you.
Next, a college for developmentally disabled adults opens doors for the gospel. Shepherd's Ministries has created a Shepherd's College program for residents to study culinary arts and horticulture. Shepherd's Owen Lackey says,
we definitely don't want to push either horticulture or culinary arts onto somebody, but we're looking for the Lord's leading in their lives as far as them making that choice.
These studies will provide young adults with enough skills to be great employees. Shepherd's Alan Castelli says good work ethics will lead to sharing the gospel, something they've already seen from their residents.
We have people that work in the community now that work at McDonald's and work at Marriott hotels, and they're a testimony. They worked 20-something years, and day in, day out, they're faithful, they're great team members. I've over and over had managers come to me and say, you got any more? We need this.
And Crossroad Bible Institute congratulates their first graduates of its Nicaraguan program. 10 grads were recently honored at a CBI ceremony attended by friends and family. CBI is a discipleship ministry to prison inmates. Last year, it opened a distribution center in Nicaragua where over 5,000 people are incarcerated in 8 prisons. Students completed Bible training courses despite harsh prison conditions. Pray that God will continue to change these graduates' lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.